Alita followed Stelling as they moved quickly but quietly through the corridors toward the docking port. She examined the weapon she had taken from the guard as they went.
So let me see if I follow. Your plan was to get us captured and then break us out?
Mostly.
Well then, you're nailing it.
Listen, everything is going exactly the way I wanted it to. So maybe a little bit of, oh thanks Isaac, I can't wait to see my mom again, you're so handsome and smart, is in order. Because if we're going to break into forbidden space...
If we're going to break into forbidden space... ...
Hold on a sec. He said he'd be right around here. It was right, left, left, keep going past the engine room.
They turned a corner.
Aha! I knew it.
And stopped in front of a large locker with a heavy door edged in yellow and black stripes. Alita surveyed the corridors, weapon at the ready.
I'm about to shoot off this lock. You're gonna want to stand back, Your Eminence.
I know how loud guns are, Isaac.
Yeah, but this is a munitions locker.
What?
In 3, 2...
The door slid open, revealing shelves lined with a wide array of devices of all shapes and sizes. Some designed to be thrown, some designed to be stuck to surfaces, some designed to be fired from weapons, all designed to blow shit up.
Jesus Christ, dude, you want to get us killed?
We were never going to be able to pass into forbidden space in secret. The only way through is to break in. This station is one of a network that maintains the force barrier. Blow it up.
Stelling grabbed a small round bomb with a timer.
And we blow a hole in the wall.
Hold it right there!
They turned to see a small group of Admiralty soldiers, their guns drawn.
At least you're not about to shoot another locker full of live explosives.
Hardly alive. They weren't armed.
Whatever it is you're gonna do, go do it. I got this.
Stelling grabbed a few more munitions and took off around the corner. As Alita ran toward the astonished soldiers, she stopped and dropped the two closest stormtroopers. Dropped and rolled under two incoming shots, came to her feet, pistol-whipped the soldier, planted her feet, and whip-kicked the others into the wall. She raised her weapon again. Stelling entered the power core, gun in hand, munitions clutched in the other arm. The core was cylindrical, glowing, lined with catwalks and ladders and stairways that seemed to go on forever. He could feel the throbbing of the generator in his teeth.
Holy moly.
He painstakingly set one of the detonators at the foot of the tower core and hit the arm button. Then he ran down the catwalk to the next ladder to plant a few more seeds of destruction. Alita stood over the unconscious and dead bodies of the soldiers and cracked her neck.
Okay, so, I hope he's close to wrapping up.
Then she heard running boots coming in her direction.
Ah, shit.
Stelling's hand hit the arm button on the last detonator.
Alita, I hope you're as badass as you think you are.
Then he scrambled down the ladder toward the exit.